Hi, everybody. More to this side. Okay. Wait, I'll move my computer then. Hi, everybody. I challenge you, the Go community, to end, fix, solve, once and for all, the discrimination and underrepresentation of women, people of color, people with disabilities, LGBTQIA, anybody, within 1 year. That's all you get. 1 year. Is it achievable? I think so. I intend to show you that it probably is if we moved the conversation to a more pragmatic, solutions. Discuss the how instead of the if. Why a year? Because when you want to get something done, you set a deadline. Don't like my deadline? Set your own, but then you have to make it. Because we're not likely to discover anything new next year about this topic. So why not just do something now? So a little bit about me. I'm Rona, and I organize Women Who Go Berlin. I also organize various scholarship programs for GoBridge. I run my own mentoring program, and I'm mainly an engineer, and I love people, opinions, code, and data. So naturally, before giving this talk, I checked to see what kind of impact I can expect from my own call to action. According to science, only 10% of you are likely to take action after hearing my talk. To those 10%, thank you. You're actually all I need. If you implement some of the solutions that I'm going to lay out today, or even come up with your own, other companies will take notice. So thank you very much in advance. To the remaining 90%, I made that number up, so you have no excuse. Don't listen to people who say according to science. So why do I do what I do? In my entire career, it's been 16 years, I reported to a woman exactly once for a few months directly, for a few months in 2004. It's been almost 16 years. And as I become more and more senior, it's likely to never happen for me again unless I go work for a very large company. Anybody hiring? And get very lucky. And this is what that looks like in a graph. I call this work of art the flat line. I can therefore summarize. Mathematicians. I can therefore summarize my biggest concern with the tech world, especially startups, backend, and ops with, really, that's where the glass ceiling is. Tech lead, team lead, the most junior leadership positions. Well, it turns out that the glass ceiling is even lower than that. According to HackerRank's women's report from 2018, women are by far likelier to be in a junior position than men. Women as a gender are statistically stuck in junior positions. Some are truly stuck as juniors, are not promoted, not trained, or promoted very slowly, combined with a very, very serious retention problem where women across all levels are constantly leaving tech. In fact, according to a survey from November 2018 from Indeed, the leading reasons for women to leave tech were lack of career growth, poor management, slow salary growth, lack of challenge, if you can believe that, and lack of work-life balance. Now, this is a multiple selections. As you can see, it adds to more than 100%. So lack of work-life balance was actually expected to be higher on the list. And this is surprising. Now, if you take all of those items, we can do something about everything on it. So I can share countless stories to explain how we got to this point. And I have researchers coming out of my ears, but I only have 25 minutes. Call for papers committee for having to review my paper with all the data that I have on this topic. So I want to focus instead today on one message. That like you, I'm in the business of solving problems, and this is one that we can solve. I am, after all, an engineer, and this is what I do for a living. So we can solve it using the same methodologies that we use to solve everything else. It's simple to understand, it's simple to break down. We can experiment and monitor our progress, and all what else does a good troubleshooter actually need? So why am I coming to you with this? Simple. The Go community is modern. As a community, we have set aside paradigms that have shaped programming for 3+ decades, changed our perspective, and adapted to a new way of doing things. We are not here to serve the language. The language is there to serve us. So that makes me wonder, why our variables deserve a safe space, but our underrepresented groups don't? And what would happen if we treated ourselves as seriously as we treat our code? So let's examine the current state of diversity in the Go community. This statistic I took from the Stack Overflow's survey of 2019. I selected the responders that worked with Go in the past year, and this is their gender breakdown. And this is the breakdown of their ethnicities, and I remind you, this is a global survey. In Europe, the situation is a lot more dire. I couldn't bring myself to bring you the situation in the EU because I couldn't take away United Kingdom just yet. I just decided not to. So a disclaimer, most of my talk is going to be based on data about women, about the underrepresentation of women in tech. I'd love to be able to talk more about the realities that other groups face, but sadly there's just not enough data on that. I believe that some of the information that I'm going to lay out today is relevant to them as well. So on a side note, I also want to point out something that I think is not addressed enough. Diversity is not equality. And a diverse team is not necessarily an equal opportunity team. And I think it goes to the core of the problem where people do not want to be the tokens of our diversity. So let's break down the problem. Women leave tech while we're pursuing engineers. Whose problem is it? Well, it's very easy to think that it's my problem or people who care, you know, the ideologists, the activists. But I argue it's our problem as a community, first, because we're business-driven, and currently we're paying recruiters a fortune when there's probably available talent. How do we know there's available talent? Depending on where you live, 60 to 80% of the population is not represented, is not participating. It's the vast majority. Of course there's talent. And second, because diversity is reported to increase individual success while improving creativity and eventual growth. So at the very least, we're not benefiting there. So now that we understand the problem, let's fix it. What were to happen if we were to create a Trello card for diversity and add it to our tasks? What would that Trello card look like? The reason I'm turning this into a Trello card is because if any of our products was failing with women and minorities or with the vast majority of the population, we would have solutions with A/B tests in production within a month. There is no way that we would let this go. Except we do have a failing product, it just happens to be the positions that we cannot fill. So we are very, very, we should be very incentivized to fix this once and for all. So let's start with the biggest funnel. Everybody complains they don't get CVs from women. They are simply not applying. And you've probably heard about this one, a highly quoted HP internals research has reported that women apply to jobs only if they meet 100% of the criteria versus men with only 60% of the criteria. I'm happy to call BS. First, a little bit background. This is known as the confidence gap between men and women. And it's amazing because HP apparently were able to put a number on the difference, on the confidence gap, 40%. 40% is massive, right? Might as well be 100%. So I'm happy to inform you that this statistics is probably not scientific. First, there is no 100% in any real serious research. It just doesn't exist. Two, if the HP research even exists, it has never been published anywhere. We don't know who conducted it. We don't know what they asked. We don't know who they asked. And we don't know if it was peer-reviewed. We know nothing about it except it went viral. So please do not continue telling everybody about this, okay? However, there seems to be some consensus in the industry that women truly don't apply as easily to jobs as men. And there have been real studies. For instance, the one that was conducted by Dunnings and Erlinger, the same Dunning from the Kruger-Dunning effect, if you're familiar. And they asked men and women to guess how much they scored in a test, and women did underestimate their scores more than men. So a woman named Tara Sophia Moore decided to ask men and women, if you decided not to apply for a job because you didn't meet all the qualifications, why didn't you apply? And her results were published on Harvard Business Review, and they are interesting. She gave them five options to choose from. Not all of them are important, so I'm just going to read them quickly. I didn't think they would hire me, and I didn't want to waste my time and energy. I didn't think they would hire me, and I didn't want to put myself out there in case I fail. I was being respectful of the time and preferences of the person reviewing applications. They had already made clear who they were looking for, and I didn't think I could do the job well. I was following the guidelines about who should apply. So, very good news. The least common answer for women was that they didn't think they could do the job well. That is not why they didn't apply, or at least not the leading reason why they didn't apply. It was similar to men, 12.4%, but lower. We can rejoice in that. So, Moore explains, people who weren't applying believed they needed the qualifications not to do the job well, but to be hired in the first place. They thought that their required qualifications were, well, required. So now, to be completely fair, we cannot say for sure that they thought they could do, they were confident they could do the job well, but it is not the reason why they're not applying. And in a troubleshooting world, Moore is right. This is a lead, and we can try and poke it and see what kind of results we can get from it. So I propose a few solutions. Eliminate everything that can be learned in 2 days or even a week. It probably doesn't matter. And if the applicants don't know the technology, they don't know how easy it is to learn. Why not experiment? Post multiple ads with multiple profiles and see who applies to what. At some point, you've accumulated a bunch of CVs. Not all of them meet 100% of your criteria. Look at the least common denominator of the applicants that you're currently considering. It's probably the profile you're seeking anyway. And repost the ad. And you should probably rethink all the superlatives. Killer programmer is pretty obvious, but what about ninja or rockstar? Instead of we're hiring the best, why not we'll turn you into the best? And while we're on the topic of confidence, it's being addressed disproportionately. Imposter syndrome, the self-doubt, all of these are well documented and discussed very often. But I have not found a single research showing that if they applied, they'd actually get the job. So what if women statistically are not likely to get the job with the infamous 60% of the criteria? What if when a woman asks for a salary similar to a man's, she wouldn't get the job in the first place? So I know we all think that we're the one good employer that doesn't discriminate, but how is she supposed to know that and in advance? And I'm not the only one saying this. Several studies have already shown that women's self-promotion is tied to fear of backlash for overconfidence. Overconfidence. So what about degrees? Most that begin with a bachelor's degree qualification. And there's a real problem with that. We know there's discrimination in education system towards all underrepresented groups, mainly people of color,